Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, 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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
The Charlie Polillo Show.
The final move in closing the books on Daryl Morey's disastrous summer. Daryl Morey sucked last summer. Almost everything he did, complete failure. Michael Carter Williams, Carmelo Anthony. Well, now Daryl Morey's dumping James Ennis. That is nickel dimey and a real indictment of Morey signing Ennis to begin with. The James Ennis era slash error removed from the Rockets books.
The Charlie Polillo Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on ESPN 97.5.
Sports, 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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, so apparently this already happened once. We'll do it right this time. Let's do it. It's a Knicks Place Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Knicks Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Raybould, the Voldemort, back in studio, and the producer, Nick, a man who is so good he doesn't need a nickname, out here with us at Nick's Place as we come on for the cleanup version of the all-day-long Gal Media Christmas party, which apparently a lot of people have done the whole thing so far. This is usually the stage where people start passing out or throwing up.
Yeah, I hope that all the ACLs that are going to be blown have been blown.
Yeah. I'm not sure if anyone's vomited yet, but if they haven't vomited by the time our show starts, the party's a failure.
Well, try to vomit either in the toilet or outside.
Well, no, we don't want them doing it here. Okay, apparently somebody did outside, so we did have a vomit.
Okay, then we're already...
No one
vomited at the eggnog challenge.
Yeah, that I can't believe, because there's no way I could chug that stuff without it
I think they trimmed it down. They used to do a full gallon, and I think the eggnog chug this year was a half gallon, which is, I mean...
That's still enough alcohol.
Anyone could do that.
Really?
So, you know, either go big or go home is what I say.
So... Looking for a ruling here. We have a great video of guy blowing his knee.
Yes.
I'm thinking of putting it on SportsMap.
I mean, it's your website.
Yeah, it is. I think that would get a lot of hits. You know me. I love videos of people getting hurt.
Yeah.
But
our own listeners,
I know, but hey, it was kind of cool. You have to admit.
Maybe you should find him and ask him how he feels.
Well, frankly, I don't need permission. I just... Because the worst thing that happens is, hey, you need to take that down.
Right.
And like the NFL does to us sometimes. So, yeah, I think at some point, just for the sports mappers who missed it, I think we'll put it on sports map.
All right.
So what's going on, man?
Sports and stuff, man. Bowl games underway.
I think I can check off this Buffalo minus -7.
I think you're safe.
I've been sweating it the whole second half once Charlotte decided to score a touchdown.
And it looks like an under is as well, so... The concerns about the weather were about right. I assumed it would be a run-heavy game with these wind gusts, and that game leaned that made me lean to Buffalo in this one. So went about the way I would have thought it would.
JF288 says, the intro's too aggressive for him. Please do it in a whisper.
Hey, guys.
You can't whisper here today.
No, you won't hear us because there is a nice crowd here at Nick's Place, and always love coming here. It's like coming home for me.
So I got some great feedback on the ASMR segment yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I got some people saying it was the worst thing that we've ever done, which I don't understand.
Well, first off, it's not the worst thing we've ever done.
We've done
obviously
way
people
worse
have
stuff
not listened to this show if they think that's the worst thing we've ever done.
Yeah, that was fine. Joel said he had to switch to AM radio.
Joel?
Yeah.
Joel, what didn't you like about the show yesterday?
You know what he did. He went home and told Lisa to whisper to him all night.
Oh, I bet that's the case.
Because he thought you were sexy, and he didn't want to admit it. And his manhood was threatened, and that's why he switched to AM.
You want me to change another diaper? You like when I change the diaper? Okay. You want me to walk the dogs? I walk the dogs and change the diapers.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you need to go back to Podcast Arena and listen to yesterday's show.
Yeah.
But now I got almost all positive response. The negative response is, like, really negative, but, you know, those guys I don't really care about.
you don't care about any feedback that doesn't agree with your opinion.
No, not at all. I don't care about feedback where people don't tell you why they don't like something.
Right.
Just, that sucked. That's the worst thing I've ever heard. Okay, why? Nobody can ever give me a why. Give me a why. I'll listen to that. But... yeah, I mean, if you're just, oh, that sucks. Well, that's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, I had one guy who gave me a really good reason why he didn't like the segment. Totally fine with that. Appreciate it. I appreciate the feedback. Don't agree with him, but that's okay.
Did you happen to hear Charlie Polillo's show today?
I did not. I heard some of it when I was coming over, but I kind of timed it today where I could get a nice hour in the gym and then get over here in plenty of time. So I was in the gym while Polillo was on.
I didn't hear the whole thing. I'll ask you, Nick, because you were here. Does Charlie hate doing the show here as much as it seems like he does?
Yeah, because he's a big interview guy, and you know how it is on remotes. It's really hard to hear the guest when you guys are on remotes. And he was a little frustrated with that.
What guest did he have?
The Tampa Bay Bucks beat writer.
He should have punted that interview, right?
Yeah,
I mean, she works for ESPN. I mean, she's verified, I guess. I mean,
oh well,
but
that,
she's a. But she's a. She's
that
a
makes the interview way more interesting.
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just, you know.
Well,
you remember her name?
Jenna something.
Oh, okay.
Her Twitter.
It was something Lane because I did hear that part where he was playing Penny Lane.
I could just tell that Charlie was flustered at this whole thing. He was not pleased to be doing the show here.
Well, while he's doing his interview, you've got people standing right next to him, and they're, like, screaming. So it was really hard for him to hear. That's what it was.
That's your job, to go over there and say,
hey,
get the hell out of here and mush face him.
They kept screaming.
Big face.
She really kept screaming.
Well, big face her. That's what you got to do, Nick.
All due respect to Charlie, this isn't his scene. Let's be honest.
Whose scene is this?
It's my scene. I love it.
It's definitely your scene. This is, I think it's everybody's scene.
It is. I mean, this is a party for the people.
My only concern, and I'm not going to name names, but there's children here. Yeah. I don't know that that's a good idea.
But you know what?
How about
Michael from Pick Me's children, so therefore they probably already.
I was going to say, like, anything. I wasn't going to name names, but.
I was.
If you're going to do what my parents did when I was a kid and leave your child unattended in the car while you go inside and do the stuff you need to do in a bar. It's the way it's always been. It's always been that way. You leave the kids unattended in the car. You go get drunk. Then you drink a glass of water to sober you up so you're safe enough to drive them home. And if you're not safe enough to drive them home, you should be at least sober enough to give the oldest one a driving lesson on the spot to get you there. That's the way it worked with my parents.
Hey, don't worry. They're only a few years away from being your designated drivers anyway, which that's a day I celebrated when my kids were old enough to drive me. And don't think I haven't used that before.
Those were the good old days.
Well, those are kind of now.
Well, I mean the good old days when parents knew you were supposed to leave your kids unattended in the car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the windows up, right?
Yeah. Unless, well, if it's hot, you go windows down.
Right.
Because there's no way, like, a bad guy would get them through, you know,
no.
through an open window. But when it's cold,
because yeah, there are no
open.
Predators out there,
no,
right?
No, that's all made up. That's fake news from the media, leftist media. I thought the game was over.
I did, too. There's 3 seconds left, but, yeah. As long as I got the cover, that's all I cared about.
I think you're good.
I don't know why I was sweating it when it was 24-9, but... I just feel like I've taken some bad beats lately, so you start looking for all the bad things that can go wrong. Oh, they score and make it 24-15, backdoor interception, fumble return.
I think you're safe at this point.
Ah.
Henry, guys, help me out.
Good for him. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Been a fun day. Some people, if you get a chance, you see Courtney running around here. Thank her for putting all this together. She did a fantastic job. Nick from Nick's Place, of course, and Cindy. I wasn't at the Klein's this morning, but I hear it was fantastic.
It was.
Everybody had a great time.
It was a good time.
And it's been fun.
I saw Gilbert.
Oh, really? Did he have
his
bicycle?
He did. And he parked it right in front of the stage. I mean, He wasn't very considerate, I'll say that. He parked his bike right in front of the stage, and then he sat down right in front of the stage. And just that's where he sat to listen to the show. So if you wanted to get closer, well, tough. But if you wanted to get more people in there, tough. Hey, ain't my problem what those people are going to do anyway.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been working on that.
I'm about to say, that's a...
Hey, I've been friends with John and Lance. Anyway, y'all don't even belong here now. Anyway. Oh, look at... Is that John Granato still here?
Yeah, John Granato's still here.
Oh, boy.
David Gow is in the house.
How many...
Todd is in the house. All the big dogs are here.
How many Coors Lights in do you think John Granato is today?
17.
Because I'll be honest, when I was listening to their show, like the end of their show, it sounded like John Granato was pretty deep into the Coors Light. He had been climbing on.
Really?
And now
I think he's been climbing ever since.
Yeah, we're talking 5 hours later. Oh, he might be peaked, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, you know what? Knowing John, he's not even close.
No.
John can drink those things all day long and all night. Guy goes out on a golf course and drinks all day while he's playing. He drinks all day at the poker room.
Drinks all day at work.
He's professional.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
No big deal.
And, you know, he can drink a lot of Coors Light. He can handle it. That's his game. I don't know that I could drink that much Coors Light.
I don't know.
I'd feel bloated.
Yeah.
I mean, that's too much for me. I prefer higher volume alcohol and less of it.
Yeah, that's my move.
You know, that's the way to go. Speaking of higher volume alcohol, guys, if you have not tried the new rye bourbon blend at Whitmire's, you are missing out. It is fantastic. It's all over the city. You can get it in your Specs, your Fiesta, all your liquor stores. Or how about this? Just go out to the distillery. And they've got a great bar out there. And I'm telling you, Chris and Travis have put together a fantastic company now. Whitmire's is just blowing up, and they love the Blitzers. They've got so many great products you can try out there. And if you can get enough people together, man, do one of these barrel picks. You'll go through several different barrels. You pick the one you like best. They'll bottle it for you right there. You can take it home with you. Your own bottle that you picked out. It's fantastic. You can do it for parties. You can do it for birthdays. If you just want to get a bunch of people together and do it, you can do it. And go tour the distillery. It's a great place to go see how everything's made and get a chance to buy some while you're there. And while you're at that bar, you can actually buy some bottles and take them with you. They're 16711 Hollister in Houston. They're Houston's first distillery. They're Houston's best distillery, Whitmire's.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow.
live from Nick's Place. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Nick's Place, where we still have stuff to give away. And want to thank all of our raffle sponsors, Garden Grace, Lock Bar and Uzo Bay, Union Kitchen, Jack's Grill, Nympha's, Movietopia, and Mardi Gras Galveston. And still a really good crowd here, and it's probably going to pick back up again around 5 o'clock. So if you're just getting off work, get your butt out here.
Did you see what happened to Cameron Kelly? Are you familiar with Cameron Kelly?
I know who Cameron Kelly is, yes.
He is a safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, he was a safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cameron was arrested outside a bar this morning, early this morning. He was arrested on two counts of making terroristic threats and one count of resisting arrest. He was at Mario's Southside Saloon. And when an officer told him he needed to leave, he didn't take that all so well. Kelly had already threatened to knock out an employee at the bar after the jukebox skipped over the selection that he made. That's always like when you push a button on the jukebox, you put your dollar in, you get to pick two songs or whatever, and then it skips you.
Well,
it makes people mad.
But see, I'm always the guy who pays the extra money for my song to skip yours.
Well,
then I get mad if your song skips mine because you paid more money.
You got to understand, Cameron Kelly's unemployed.
Right.
So he's trying to be frugal. Outside the bar, the arresting officer accidentally stepped on the foot of a woman who began arguing. Kelly said the woman was, quote, his girl, and bumped chests with the officer and threatened him. Kelly then resisted arrest, argued with officers, and an officer punched Kelly in the face multiple times during the struggle. He was treated at a Pittsburgh hospital for a split lip and then taken to the Allegheny County Jail. So the Steelers, rather than comment on the arrest, just decided, you're a backup safety, you're not on our team anymore.
Yeah, see ya.
So crappy day. Your song gets skipped on the jukebox, you get punched by a cop, and then you get fired. That's a really bad Friday.
Yeah, can you explain the terroristic threats to me, though?
I think when you start saying you're going to fight a cop, that's considered a terroristic threat.
Okay. That's not really what I consider a terroristic threat.
Oh, I'm just saying by the letter of the law. And Lawyer Dave's not here yet.
Yeah, he'll be here. He can explain it to us.
But I think that's what it is.
Ah.
The crime of, oh, here we go. Here's some. In Pennsylvania, the crime of a terroristic threat is committed if a person communicates, either directly or indirectly, to commit a crime of violence with intent to terrorize another, cause evacuation of a building, place of assembly, or facility of public transportation, or otherwise cause serious public inconvenience, or cause terror or serious public inconvenience with reckless disregard of the risk of causing such terror. So maybe when he threatened to knock the employee out for skipping his song, that's what it was.
So if I were to say, all right, Hoffman, I'm sick of your bleep, I'm going to take a chainsaw to you right here in front of everybody, that would be a terroristic threat?
Absolutely.
Okay. I would never do that, of course.
You would never do that?
No. I would just
You're
take...
You're too old and feeble to start a chainsaw.
No, that's not true. I can start a chainsaw. It takes a few seconds.
There's Throw your shoulder.
Actually,
drop it under your bad hip, and it like...
Aren't if you shake it a little bit, it'll start it faster?
I don't know if that works. I don't know if it works like that.
I don't know. I haven't done a chainsaw in a year or two. But so the lesson is, don't threaten. Just take the chainsaw out and start chopping people up.
Yeah.
Public service announcement. There you go.
Did you order a pizza, Fred?
I did not order a pizza.
Okay, good. The other guy did.
The other guy who's... The other guy who she doesn't know his name.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Nobody knows his name. It's okay.
Did he pay his bill? I think that guy left. You want me to eat his pizza? I'll just take a bite. No big deal.
By the way, shout out to Donna who came all the way over from several people came all
the way
over.
Yeah, we got a guy from Port Arthur said he's been listening for 7 years. A dude at the bar over there said he's been listening since I came over from Austin. So
yeah, a bunch of
some,
people
some old school folks around here. I like it.
Yeah, and I ran into a bunch of people when I got here, and it was just very cool. Titan Hugo was here wearing his Titans gear.
Okay.
I don't know if he's still here, but yeah, and then a lot of the Gal Media superstars are here. Jerry Bowe's running around. Jerry Bowe's wife's running around.
Juggalo Trey is running around.
Juggy Trey is in the house.
That's right.
Josh Jordan's in the house.
Mr. Gal is in the house.
Yeah, the
David Gal. He's wearing his outlaw jacket, his biker jacket.
Yeah, he is.
This is how you know he's in a partying mood when he wears that jacket.
But see, it doesn't.
He looks like he's going to get out of here and hop on like a Honda motorcycle. Yeah. Not a Harley, but a Honda.
Yeah, a Honda, definitely.
No, he looks like a badass. Yeah.
But see, this.
And he's drinking. What are you drinking? Tequila? Vodka? Okay.
See, this is how you know he's a Harvard guy, though, because he can show up in an outfit like that, and he still looks like he's better than us.
That's true.
It is. I mean, that's like slumming for him. And that would be us dressing up the best we can get.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, so come on out to Nick's place. It's still a lot of fun going on. But, people are having a blast.
John's leaving. Oh, my God. The king is leaving. Everyone is giving him a round of applause.
Did they run out of Coors Light or what? That would be my
guess. John, where are you going, John? I've got a whole other show going on here, John, and everything.
Oh, man.
hey, John, where are you going and everything, man? You give me one, free pizza and everything. anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. Anyway, what about Wendy then? Anyway.
You have been working on that.
I have been. Wendy's outside?
Oh. Anyway, I won't even get a ride on my bike anyway.
Somebody says Fred's joking, but it is actually less illegal to punch someone in the face than to say you're going to do it.
Really? We got to talk to Lawyer Dave about
this. Yeah, because I'm curious.
Is committing terroristic threats worse than assault?
Well, if you do both, probably.
Well, yeah, but what if you only do one?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you supposed to silently punch someone, or are you supposed to warn them, hey,
I'm going to
punch you in the face, mister?
God, that sounds like that story from Reservoir Dogs when the cops are in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm going to punch you in the face. we'll ask Lawyer Dave when he gets here because I'm curious now. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know assault laws. I only know, like, murder and, anything.
You've never been arrested for assault?
No. No, sorry. I've never been arrested as an adult.
Really?
Yeah. Now, as before I was 18, let's just say there's a lot of things on my record that are sealed.
Okay.
But, that was before I turned 18.
Okay. I had full-on felonies by the time I was 18.
Well,
I mean,
you're better than me. What do you want?
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to either that or I had people who covered things up for me.
Yeah, nobody did that for me.
There was a little of that going on.
I didn't have that luxury.
Mm-hmm. All right, 713.
My dad did always bail me out, though. Shout out Pops. He always got me.
Yeah, well,
even when I got arrested wearing bunny suits, he had my back.
That's still one of my favorite stories, that you got arrested in a bunny suit. All right, we're out here at Nick's place. Come on out. The party's still going on. It's going to go on until 7:00, and some people running out of steam. It's time to bring in the second wave. We got to bring in another group of people who are ready to, like Crystal, who got here more recently. She's jumping the party up a little bit.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she's telling people how awesome the Cowboys are.
I think she's getting some artwork done in her house that has like naked Elliot. Naked Dak.
Oh.
Yeah. Naked Vander Esch.
Zeke wearing nothing but a nose ring.
Yeah. Something like that. All right. Guys, I have to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers because it is the season for giving the best night's sleep to you and your loved ones. And still some time left to save 40% off select luxury beds starting at $942 for the queen mattress, or check out the pocketed coil beds starting at $310 for your kids or guests. They've got three locations now. They got the new one up at the Woodlands off exit Robinson Road. It's in front of iFly. Of course, the one in Katy and the original at Navigation and Lockwood. And, guys, when you walk in, you're saving 50%. That's guaranteed because that's what retail stores are going to mark the price up on you. So you're going to save 50%. You're going to get a custom-fitted mattress. You're going to get a quality mattress. And you're going to do business with Yuval and the best people in the city. So go visit them today. Don't buy retail when you can go straight to the manufacturer. And believe me, they know everything about these mattresses because they make them and sell them directly to you. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. Visit them at TexasMattressMakers.com today in Katy, the East End, Woodlands, and online. Make sure you tell them I sent you.
Walk down on that new.
It's our gift to you.
Wow, guess what I've always wanted?
Sports. ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Nick's Place. And our buddy Des, who's been here all day, is going off to a pub crawl now.
Bye.
Over under on how far she makes it in that.
Get your ass out of here, then. You don't want to hang out.
I'm going to say she makes it to the third stop.
Okay. That sounds about right.
I mean, she's pretty resilient, and, you know, she's got some mad drinking skills. So I'm going to say she makes the third stop.
Okay. Where's she got to get to?
I don't know. I just know she's going on a pub crawl. I didn't ask for any details. I just, said, hey, I'm going to a pub crawl.
She said, I have to go to a pub crawl.
Right.
So it was mandatory pub crawl.
Yeah. So...
All right.
Yeah, we did a great pub crawl last year. Maybe we'll do that again. That's up to Courtney. She's the goddess of all things pub crawl. So
stop flirting with Courtney. Her fiance's here.
Yeah,
and he's very sensitive to you flirting with her. He knows about you guys' past together, so it's making it really awkward. So if you could not mention that anymore.
Yeah. Thankfully, he wasn't listening to that, so
yeah.
We're good.
Well, I mean, thankfully she miscarried, right?
Stop. Oh, did you watch any of the basketball last night?
Apparently, I watched the best part. I watched the second half. So, I was at the station because I recorded the...
The podcast. The
basketball podcast, yeah. Which is up on RJ Bell's Dream Podcast, wherever you get your podcasting at. It's on the same feed as the NFL and the college football podcast. We're only doing one this week. It'll normally be Fridays and Mondays. It'll release this week. There's only a Friday one because there's not really any games going on over Christmas. But while I was here, I got to watch a little bit of hoops. And, yeah, it's a good win for the Rockets. And again, it's a regular season win. I don't try to get too high on the regular season wins. I don't try to get too high on the regular season losses. But that's a nice notch in the belt to beat that team. That's a good team.
Yeah, and well, the Bucks-Lakers game was pretty good, too.
Was it?
I mean, the Lakers lost, so it was pretty good as far as I'm
concerned. Okay, I was going to say, it didn't feel like it was very competitive.
No, that's all right. Anytime the Lakers lose, I'm happy.
Well, I heard...
It was nice to see those guys on the court together, basically.
Yeah,
but the Rockets game was certainly a better game.
I was expecting that game to be much better than it was. So, but God, Giannis is just—that's a freakish dude.
Well, and what were the criticisms of him last year? Can't shoot.
Can't shoot. Now he can shoot.
Well, he's learned to shoot threes. He's getting to the free throw line.
The NBA is in trouble.
It's like Happy Gilmore. Uh-oh, Happy learned how to putt. It's kind of what it's like.
Think about what James Harden has done this year. James Harden has been statistically ridiculous this season. And he's, I mean, it's almost a lock he's going to win another scoring title. Almost a lock. Now, consider that he's probably fourth in the MVP race at this point. That tells you how crazy the NBA is right now. That James Harden's having the season he's having, and he's probably fourth in the MVP race.
Yeah, I mean, I don't worry about what the MVP race is right now. I don't think there's three players having better seasons than him. I think there's three players having awesome seasons too, but you know, the MVP race before Christmas is kind of meaningless.
Oh, I'm just saying that it's insane that that's probably the situation right now.
Well, if that's the case, then it's just Harden fatigue, because there shouldn't be three guys ahead of him. You can make a case for Giannis, obviously, but...
Well, yeah, I think you can make a case for LeBron, right?
You can, but, I mean, statistically, is he having a better year? Not really. I mean, he's having a great year, so's Doncic, but are they having a better year than Harden? Not really.
I mean, it depends on what you prioritize, obviously, as always.
Yeah, but...
But I think those...
I think there's some Harden fatigue.
I think those four guys are in a different stratosphere than everyone else. And after last night, my guess is Giannis is at the top of the heap again.
Yeah, and that
although they always do seem reluctant to give it to guys back to back or give a guy their second one. So I don't know. Maybe if the vote happened today, maybe they'd go LeBron. But to me, Giannis, he's terrifying, because you're right. The things that were wrong with his game are getting better. And you can tell that he's a guy who's going to continue to get better. And he's already so good at pretty much everything. Now he can shoot. The league's in trouble.
Well, it's funny. I think I heard Jason Braddock talking about this the other night. But all the things that you talk about Harden doing, like shooting three-pointers, getting to the foul line, suddenly that's what Giannis is trying to do, shoot three-pointers and get to the foul line. And he was... of other things. So I enjoyed the game last night from the perspective of getting to see those guys play against, because let's be honest, in an 82 game schedule, you'll have five or six games where you get to see the best guys
right
against each other per team. So it was fun to see Rockets Clippers. It was fun to see LeBron on the court against Giannis. But I mean, the game wasn't great, but it's just fun to see that, because we don't get it until the playoffs, really.
Right.
And that one you won't get until the finals.
And all that talk about those four guys, and, I mean, we should mention that Anthony Davis is having a great year, too, and really so is Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler quietly having a terrific year.
But it's crazy that still the best player might be Kawhi, and he just doesn't play enough to warrant the consideration because of, quote-unquote, load management.
Yeah.
So it's the NBA's fun. I mean, it's more fun than usual, because I don't know who the best teams are yet.
And you know what's weird? It's more fun, and nobody's watching it.
That's true.
The ratings have plummeted.
Yeah.
And frankly, when we talk about it, there's almost no response.
Well, have you heard what the NBA is trying to do now, this tournament that they're trying to do
mid-season? Yeah, they've been talking about that for a while.
Well, today they proposed a $1 million per player purse for the winners of the proposed 30-team in-season tournament, which I don't know that works, and I don't know that a $1 million prize pool works, because the guys that you would want to play in that tournament, let's face it, $1 million it's not right. The end of the world for those. Like, to LeBron, $1 million is what?
That's tip money.
It's... I mean, four regular season games, five regular season games.
Yeah, if that. I don't know the exact number, but yeah, that it sounds like a lot to say that, but it's not really a motivator for those guys.
Right.
It's sad that it's not a motivator, but you know, you'd have to make it significantly more, I think.
Right.
But I mean, what would the format be, and why would you need 30 teams?
That's the part I don't really understand completely. But apparently, what it would do, it would knock the schedule down to 78 games, which I'm actually good with.
Well, I'm good with the schedule being knocked down, but 78 is not enough. Knock it down to 70.
It says, for the in-season tournament, the NBA is focused on 30-team participation that begins with a divisional group stage of scheduled regular season games, six divisional winners based on home and road records in the group stage, and the two teams with the next best records would advance to a single elimination knockout round. So
this sounds dumb.
Okay.
Here's what I would do. All right. I get to be Adam Silver for a day.
Okay.
Which means I lose a lot of weight and all my hair.
And you're taller now.
Actually, he's not as tall as you think. He's
really?
He's so skinny. He looks a lot taller than he is. But I've been in the same room with him. He's not.
Oh, it says 6'3".
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks gigantic.
I know, but it's because he's so gaunt. He's like Scott Van Pelt. He's so gaunt that it makes him look like he's much, much taller. So, yeah, I wouldn't have to get any taller. I would just have to lose
Scott Van Pelt, though, is like he's
6'5", though, but he looks much bigger than that.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
But what I would do is, you know what? Soccer does some really cool stuff. So
besides playing the games.
Oh, look, I know you don't care about the games themselves, but some of the stuff they do, like relegation to me is the greatest thing on the planet. But the way they do their in-season tournaments, like the European Champions Cup going on in Europe, that they just did the draw for. Well, let these teams qualify different ways for these tournaments during the season. Because do we really need to see the Phoenix freaking Suns in one of these tournaments?
Yes.
No, we don't.
What if you're a Phoenix Suns fan?
Well, then guess what? You can play in the second-tier tournament.
What if the Suns win the mid-season championship and their fans get to raise a banner?
Well, they get a trophy for that if you win the tournament.
Yeah.
But you have to qualify. So this what you do,
you qualify by being in the NBA, Fred.
No, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
You have to be decent in the NBA. You have to win your division.
Wait, what you're talking about is called the playoffs.
No. No, listen to me. There'll be other ways to do it.
Okay.
You could take your division winners, all right?
Or teams that are really good that didn't win the division.
Now you're getting into playoffs.
Oh, okay.
But you create different qualifying standards. Teams that are in first place after the first quarter of the season automatically get in.
Okay.
You do 16 teams, and then your loser teams, your other 14, they can have their own little tournament.
And
the winner of that gets in next year automatically.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, I guess you've got it.
It's better than that idea.
I mean,
I'm not saying it's a good idea.
I'll be totally honest. I don't even understand their idea, to be honest.
Well, neither do I.
Yeah.
But at least mine has some basis in soccer.
Right.
So, all right, so I'm told there's music. Bernard says the NBA tried to copy the in-season tournament from soccer, but even the soccer teams don't send their best players for it. I think it depends on the tournament, if I'm not mistaken. Like Champions League, they send their best players, right? They're trying to win that. So you create the equivalent of a Champions League. Invite, like, the best European team to it. The best team from China. And then the best NBA teams.
Right.
And then give them $1 million. They still won't take it. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Merry
Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Nick's Place. And the second wave starting to trickle in is some of our first waivers are tapping out.
Yeah, listen, this is the time of the Christmas party where some people start to run out of steam.
Right. The people who have been
the people who have been going since Klein's are running out of steam right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few who are still out there battling.
Yeah, but even the people that say they're not running out of steam, they kind of are running out of steam.
Yeah, yeah. But then you've got some new ones trickling in now. And people are just now getting off work, and now they're coming out to Nick's Place, and they've got a lot of catching up to do.
That's right.
So they'll get it done. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. Did you see the end of the game where Russell Westbrook got the technical after Beverly got the technical?
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess those two are just going to have something go on every game.
Of course.
That makes it entertaining. You sit around and wait to see what happens.
My favorite thing is watching Rocket fan reaction to that, because 2 years ago it was all reversed. It was Beverly's the man, Russell Westbrook's a piece of bleep. And now, suddenly, roles are reversed. And Russell Westbrook's the good guy in this story. And Pat Beverly's suddenly a villain. Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, you just change that jersey and everything changes.
I'm telling
you,
yeah.
Beverly's another one of those guys who, if he's on your team, you love him. If you don't, you hate him.
Yeah.
And he's not on your team anymore.
I think most players in general are like that.
I don't know. I got some players that I like no matter what.
Okay.
I mean, like you would like LeBron whether he was on your team or not.
Yes. But do you? Most players are. Do you think there's anybody who's not a Rockets fan that watches James Harden play and goes, you know what? I love watching this guy play. My guess is no one says that. But if James Harden went to the Sacramento Kings tomorrow, Sacramento Kings fans would suddenly be like, oh, I love watching this guy play.
Oh, I'm sure there's some guy somewhere.
Is David Dow leaving?
I think he is, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it. I thought we were going to do a tequila shot together, and there goes David Dow. I mean...
Yeah, he is a tequila connoisseur.
He had way more balls last year, I can tell you that. It's,
oh, boy. But, I mean, I'm sure there's some guy in a basement somewhere that just loves James Harden's step-back three and watches every game.
I don't think so, Fred.
Not, I just said one. I'm not saying
he's a Rockets fan.
He's a fan of the NBA. He's probably a Knicks fan, and the Knicks are so bad. He just sits there and salivates over James Harden.
No.
In fact, I'm gonna go on a limb. There's two of those guys.
There might be five or six players in the league that if they're not on your team, you could still possibly like them.
I'll say slightly more. I don't know. I guess there's a lot more in football that I like watching play than
that's
I do
different.
Basketball, because it's a sport people still care about.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, I'm not the one who's not watching games right now.
Aren't you?
I watched the Rockets last night.
Okay. What other games did you watch this week?
Well, I'm not watching 20% less than I did last year.
Okay.
So you can't put this on me.
That's true.
You put this on somebody else.
All right.
So I have a couple names here for you that actually have something to prove over the last two games for their futures next year.
Okay.
And first one on the list is Garrett Bowles of the Broncos, who has been really inconsistent his first three seasons. He's had tons of penalties, but he's finally playing pretty well now. And he's one of those guys who he's got a $10 million fifth-year option. So you have to decide whether you're picking that up. So he probably gets that decided based on what he does down the stretch here.
Yeah, although it's hard to find tackles.
It is. I think you have to pick it up.
I think so, too.
I mean,
unless the Broncos believe they're in a total rebuild, which I can't imagine Elway being like, you know what,
no,
let's
he's
blow
not,
the whole thing
not
up. He doesn't do
that. No. Our good friend Jameis Winston, of course, who we've talked about
obviously,
a lot.
And I think he's upgraded his stock in the last 4 to 6 weeks. I still don't, but much like tackles, it's hard to find quarterbacks. I don't believe that you can win if Jameis Winston is your quarterback. I don't think you can win a Super Bowl. I don't think that really you can make a deep playoff run. But you can do a lot worse.
He has a good chance to lead the league in both touchdowns and interceptions.
Yeah.
And he's going to lead the league in interceptions, unless somebody decides to have an 8-pick game here down the stretch.
It's a possibility.
It's always a possibility. But if Lamar Jackson doesn't play the last week, he could easily wind up with the most touchdown passes.
Yeah.
Vic Beasley of the Falcons. Boy, there's a guy who I thought when they drafted him was going to be a monster. And he did have one really good season where he had 15-plus sacks. But he had just 5 sacks in 2017 and 18. He's got just 4 this year.
Yeah, I think Vic Beasley's fate, he may be one of those guys whose fate is tied to Dan Quinn's. Because if a new coaching staff comes in, maybe they want some fresh blood. And I could see that being the case.
Dan Quinn may belong on this list himself.
He absolutely is.
Because he might be saving his job here down the stretch. So, Emmanuel Sanders of the 49ers.
The question is, who else do the 49ers have at wide receiver that they're...
They don't have enough weapons. They've got
They've kind of got to keep that dude.
But he's going to want a multi-year deal and a big salary.
I wouldn't do that.
And he's 32 years old. And number one on the list is no surprise to me. Senior Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, yeah. That's an obvious one.
I kind of feel like maybe I'm wrong. I think the Bears have already made up their mind here. All these rumors about Tom Brady or Cam Newton or fill in the blank.
But a lot of those also are very dependent on what other teams decide to do. So I don't know if but I do think that's the kind of team who I could see if they have a strong finish, which I don't anticipate, but if they did, I could see that guy earning another shot. But when you draft a guy that high, he's going to get extra chances, more than he probably
deserves.
And he's
one of those guys that shows you some flashes every now and then that you think, okay, maybe.
You out of here, Trey? Trey, who was that girl you were at the bar with?
Yeah.
And Nick. Nick, come turn on this mic for Trey. I got to talk to Trey for a minute.
I'll see you in a minute, Trey.
Oh, I'll see you in a minute, she said. You worked with where?
At another place.
Where'd you work before here?
You know, the podcast place with the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't even remember what that was called. But
yeah, yeah.
So did you guys spark an office romance back then?
No,
or?
No, hardly even really talked to anybody.
Right, but what I noticed was, well, you guys were all sitting at this group table, and then the two of you got up and went and sat alone.
She wanted to get a shot, so that's what I did.
Well, you know, the waitress would have brought you a shot to the table.
I don't. Why are you
That's
trying
her
to make,
job.
Why are you trying to make stuff of this?
Yeah, I'm just saying, is there maybe stuff of this? Is it?
No, it's. I don't think so.
Do you find her attractive?
Why? Please don't whisper. I really hated that segment.
People loved you whispering yesterday.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Just,
I got a lot of good feedback on that.
They're just telling you that they didn't. But anyways.
Do you find her attractive?
She's not bad.
Not I mean, bad. Are you looking for better?
I mean, I don't know. She's not bad. She's good. She's good.
She's attractive.
Yeah, I think so.
So you bought her a shot.
She bought me a shot.
She bought you a shot?
Yeah.
Why didn't you buy her a shot?
I don't know. She asked if I wanted a shot.
Yeah, and then you say, next round's on me.
But...
And then she becomes a little bit wobbly.
That's
and next
not
thing you
what
know,
I'm
you guys are making out.
That's not what I'm trying to do. I got to produce later.
Okay, then you can. You want to know an old school trick?
No. Oh, yeah, sure.
You tell the bartender, hey, give her a shot of vodka, give me a shot of water.
That's so Weinstein-esque.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Is that frowned upon in 2019?
It's extremely. Yeah.
Well, I guess good that you didn't do that then.
Yeah, I'm
You're
not,
a gentleman.
I wouldn't do that.
You're a real gentleman.
Yeah, I think so. I'm the supreme.
But when you guys were sitting at the bar, did you at least think a little bit about having sex with her?
Dude, I'm not going to tell you that.
Why?
Because.
I'm your boss, Trey.
Are you going to fire me?
If you'd lied to me?
No. Not at the moment, no.
Not at that, but you have in the past thought about
it. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know, dude. Maybe. Okay. Maybe not.
But probably.
I don't know, dude. You have to. You
Trey.
Can probably guess.
Yeah, okay. I'll guess. You could just tell us.
Nah, I don't. Why do people got to know that stuff?
Because you're Trey.
You're an interesting guy. You're a celebrity, Trey.
You're Juggalo Trey. Everybody knows you and loves you.
I appreciate that, Fred.
People are interested in your life now.
Right.
Did you know that this was coming when you became a star? Did you know that you were going to have to deal with questions
like
these?
I didn't think I was going to become a star. But I don't think I am.
When you tried out for Rock the Mic, the goal wasn't to be a star?
I guess I was going to, like, produce stuff and, you know.
You didn't think you were going to be a big star. That wasn't your goal.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
You could just say it.
Yeah,
right?
it was.
Okay.
I was going to try and be on the show after the Blitz. That was the goal.
And look at you now.
Yeah,
you're on
did.
The show after the Blitz.
Yeah, I did it.
Late hits on tonight?
Yep, it is 7-9.
And you got that. You got it handled.
Yep. I'm about to go.
All right. Are you getting a ride from that chick?
No, I have my own car.
Is she getting a ride from you?
No, I think she has her own car as well.
Yeah, you couldn't miss Trey's car when you came in because he's got the 48 on it.
Yep. Now,
whose number is 48?
Jimmy Johnson.
I thought you weren't. That's your favorite? On it?
Yeah, but that was a Dale Jr. edition car. It just
came with the car?
Yeah.
So you couldn't take it off?
No.
You could have just stuck a 4 next to it, though.
Nah, it wouldn't look right. It's not the right font.
Oh, okay. You know. All right. Well, good talk, Trey. Have a good time tonight. Merry Christmas to
you. Merry Christmas, AJ. Thanks for everything you've done
for
me.
Of course. Thank you for everything you do for me, Trey.
All right, buddy. Have a good one, man. All right. I got to tell you about MyBookie and Christmas right around the corner. And as we approach the 25th,
hey, let's hear it for Trey.
Okay, can I go back to doing my live read now? Thank you. We'll start over. Start the clock over on this, Aaron. Christmas is coming quick, and as we approach the 25th, our friends at MyBookie want to make your season special with 12 days of gifts. And right now through the 25th, they've got all kinds of stuff for you going on that you can get in and do for free. How about that? And with the NFL, NBA, NHL in full swing, and all the college bowl games around the corner, it's a great time of year for sports betting. Whether it's a parlay, a teaser, anything you could ever ask for, MyBookie is here for you. Head over to MyBookie.ag right now. Use promo code RADIO to get half of your initial deposit and free wagers. And that's just the start of your savings. Put it on your daily calendar to check out MyBookie.ag between now and the 25th because there's something new every day. And you're going to want to take advantage of these deals. Today, how about this? You get a free $5 bet for the College Football National Playoff Championship on January 13th. So all you have to do is go to MyBookie.ag. Claim the gift. If you're already signed up, they've got all kinds of great other opportunities for you. That's mybookie.ag, promo code radio, play, win, get paid, MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.